The State Enterprises Commission, in partnership with the Institute of Chartered Accountants, ISAC, will review the financial statements of all state-owned enterprises, SOEs, beginning next month. The move is to ensure that about 40 SOEs meet international financial reporting standards. Speaking to Radio Ghana after an engagement with representatives of some SOEs, the Ministry of Finance and the ISAC in Accra, the Executive Chairman of the State Enterprises Commission, Dr. Kaminta Bazier, said the practice of the SOEs affects government's purse and the country's credibility on the international market. He indicated that all SOEs will undergo the review. Mashidaku has more.
The decision to review all state-owned enterprises, SOEs, follows a report by the World Bank indicating that the financial workings of SOEs of the countries that they work with do not comply with international financial reporting standards, causing some discrepancies. In order to address this, and as part of government's move to ensure proper financial management system, tasked the State Enterprises Commission to ensure that SOEs adhere to the standards. The Executive Chairman of the State Enterprises Commission, Dr. Kaminta Bazier, explains further.
A lot of our state-owned enterprises do not comply with the international financial reporting standards. The presentation styles are also wrong. Most importantly, there are inadequate disclosures in the financial statements. Now, the other reason is that the Minister of Finance has rolled out a debt management initiative in which all SOEs are supposed to eventually be self-sustained. State Enterprises Commission, as the supervisory body over all the SOEs, is then requiring that one of the key ingredients to achieving that financial sustainability and debt sustainability is to be able to report their financials in a proper way, and that is to conform with international best practice.
Dr. Bazier indicated that the partnership with the Institute of Chartered Accountants Ghana will help the State Enterprises Commission to conduct the review and train state-owned enterprises on international best practices.
We do not have in-house expertise, so we are collaborating with the Institute of Chartered Accountants Ghana to do three things: to review the financial statements of all the state-owned enterprises, to identify the gaps in financial reporting, and as a result of the gaps that will be identified, to undertake training so that all the gaps are eventually filled. We are doing it for all SOEs. And so we currently have just a little over 40 state-owned enterprises, and we are targeting all of them. We are going to start the rollout, and the initial one is that during the last quarter of this year, view the financial statements of those who said they comply with IFRS to see the state of compliance. For those who are not using it, we know they are not using it, so straight away we are going to go in with the training and then the monitoring process. But for those who say they are already using IFRS, the first stage is what is their level of compliance? And then we move on to identify the gaps, and then the training will kick in and subsequently the monitoring.
The state-owned enterprises will bear the cost of the training.
Most of the time, they work together, and you don't know those who are working hard and those who are not working hard. But with a balanced scorecard, you can measure each individual's performance.
The chief executive of GRIDCO, William Amuna, talking to Edith Eshan.
Minister of Education, Professor Jane Nana Opokuagyeman, has called on private universities to venture into medicine to train more doctors to bridge the doctor-patient ratio. She said though government is doing enough in the health sector, compliments from the private sector will go a long way to improve healthcare delivery in the country. Professor Opokuagyeman said this at the launch of telemedicine to provide clinical health care at the Family Health Medical and Nursing Training School in Accra. Felix Kofi has more.
Telemedicine allows healthcare professionals to evaluate, diagnose, and treat patients in remote locations using telecommunications technology. It also allows patients in remote locations to access medical expertise quickly and efficiently without travel, and also provides more efficient use of limited expert resources. Such experts can examine patients in multiple locations wherever they are needed without leaving their facility. Professor Opoku Ejiman said, with the introduction of telemedicine at Family Health Medical School, the need for patients who have to travel outside Ghana to seek medical care will be eliminated. This, she noted, will take healthcare to a whole new level. Professor Jane Nana Opoku Ejiman commended the president of Family Health Medical School, Professor Iyaw Kwaukume, and the entire